All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're sitting here in front of a web browser, and I have just kind of an omnibus website with all of the web comics there are.
Oh, what a specific hell. What a torture.
But there are so many web comics, and every web comic for some reason has a randomized button on it, you know, just in case you want to go in. Sometimes that works, like with a Perry Bible Fellowship or with a Ned Droid. But you know, what if I hit that button and I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna start Mega Tokyo from here.
Can you do me a favor before we get into our bullshit? Can you put The Cake Is a Lie into the search and just see how many hits you get?
Gary, where'd you go, Gary? Uh-oh. Oh, shit. No,
your computer.
I need to restart things. One second here. Okay, Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
NASA's going to be sending me a bill for that processing power.
Yeah. It's just, I wish there was a way to recognize the geeks and gamers in the crowd.
Man, my The Cake Is a Lie t-shirt is not raising the questions that I needed to. Any
questions? Why is nobody asking me questions about my Cake Is a Lie t-shirt?
You remember from 15 years ago? Hey guys. Hey, remember?
Hey guys. Pretty slick, right? I hate the way that web comics and that kind of thing ruin things that are generally pretty good. Because in Portal, like, I like that bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I played it and it's like, you know, it's on the graffiti and it's like, oh, you know, the birthday cake at the end with the twist. It's all good. Yeah. It's like good stuff that just got absolutely fucking bodied.
Yeah.
By internet men.
It's just I think that it was one of those things that it was the first big memeable moment after I don't know, there was some kind of critical mass reached. 2007, like post Facebook, beginning of Twitter, felt like a real like watershed year for bullshit starting. But I figured I would hit random here. It'll pick a random page from a random webcomic, and we'll see what we pull up.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Okay. We've got one here. It is called Two Beardos. We got two
Beardos. Roommates?
I can't tell. I have not seen this one before, but they're sitting on a couch and they're playing games. The one on the left says, "Lol, I can't believe we're still in a webcomic."
Okay.
The one on the right says, "I know these speech bubbles are getting in the way. All I want to do," and then there's a blank, you know, panel, just them, you know, looking at each other. The next one is them looking at us, and they both say, "Is play Dragon Fable."
Yeah.
And then there's a little box that says Dragon Fable is a browser game.
Yeah, you can click on it. Yeah, got to come up with content for the week for your webcomic guy. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Out of Suffering, a show about bad games, not to be confused with Object Suffering, a show where we curse inanimate objects with the horror of consciousness.
Just bippity boppity doomed.
Yeah.
Just making
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Making this microfiber glasses washing cloth understand that one day it will be shredded up by the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This week we are talking about a special kind of game. I don't know that I've seen anything precisely like this. This is called Dragon Fable, and this is a patron demand. Let me make sure I've got the right person. This was requested by Nat. Nat says, Dragon Fable is part of the utterly horrendous early 2000s sphere of Artix Entertainment pseudo flash games that for some reason are still going, along with such smash hits as Adventure Quest and AQ Worlds. They were a big part of my after school gaming in, let's say, 2006 or so, and they have all aged as beautifully as milk.
It's not this, but I had never heard of this
because
I'm old. It's Maple Story.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's that kind of thing, you know, like a real garbagey kind of cheap looking side scrolling MMO. This is not an MMO. It's just a single player game you can play online.
That baffled me. Like I signed in and I was like, oh shit, we should have made this a community event because I've got to sign up for an account. You know, and I go in and, you know, I do the opening quest or whatever. I'm like, where are the other people? No, this is just a little single player. It's a little single player RPG that is turn-based and you play it in your browser. It's got nothing to do with an MMO.
It's like, it's weird because I'm not an MMO guy, mm-hmm. but that does provide some incident.
Yep.
You know, like there's a hook to that, I guess. You know, like, hey, maybe somebody else will be there and they'll also be telling the story of Maples. With this, I didn't know. I literally have no idea. Like, other than that, it was free. What the selling point of this is. Like, you get home, you play this because it's a free game.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
The end.
Like, I don't know what else.
You don't have to have a system. You don't have to go to a store to buy it. Like, 2006, like, that was, I mean, oh, shit, I was about to say, that was about when digital distribution began. No, Steam came out in 2003.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Steam for a few years took a little while to adapt.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, this was still when it was probably relatively novel to just stream a game.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into it, because I want to put this on Front Street.
Okay.
I have a very guppy story to tell you.
Okay.
But you're getting the sclusy because I want to tell it while it's fresh in my mind.
Okay. This just happened today, right?
Just now.
Okay.
Like an hour ago. So I woke up extra early today because a guy was coming to do some maintenance on the apartment. Not important. Finished it. Had some time to kill. I wanted to get some coffee because I'm very sleepy. Walked down to a coffee shop by my house. I get a bagel sandwich. And a coffee.
Okay.
And I just ordered the bagel sandwich that sounded good.
Okay.
Can't remember the name.
Which one was that? Describe
it. That will come up later.
Okay.
A little bit. we'll get into it. The important thing is it wasn't called The Works. Like, The Works to me implies everything that can go on a bagel.
Right. So it's a garbage sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah. Put that in your pocket. I'm making small talk with the barista because he sees my dud tattoo. He's talking to me about Milhouse and just talking about the Simpsons,
yeah.
Simpsons being good and stuff. And just, it was fine. Mm-hmm. And then he, gives me my food, takes a while. And on my bagel wrapper is written, works on, and then the handwriting, it looks like this person wrote works on enemy. On the bagel they handed me.
It's an item description.
Yeah, or like a claymore, you know. And I have this, and I haven't had my coffee, and I'm very tired and stuff. And I hold up my bagel, and at a point I'm like, "Hey, man, what's this mean?"
Okay.
And this guy is in the right. I'm in the wrong because he had obviously wrote works, which is not the name of the sandwich, but it maybe it's an internal code on every short for everything bagel.
Oh.
But I just like held up, like it'd be like holding up a, you know, double, you know, macchiato thing on a Starbucks thing. Hey man, what's the fucking meaning of this?
You misspelled my name.
Yeah. Yeah. It for all the world, it just looks, he wrote works on enemy. and he's just like, well, like, I lost sympathy for him because what's he supposed to do? What does this mean?
He was not expecting. He threw that out, not expecting it to boomerang back around on him.
This has never been challenged. And we had just spent, you know, 5 minutes having lighthearted, wasn't the Simpsons good, you know, conversation. And all of a sudden I'm like, hey man, what's the fucking meaning of this? And I point to a sandwich.
wait, okay. No. Oh, I just gave you that money, and I said the name, and I pointed to something to like say that was on the menu there. Like, and suddenly you're giving me a sandwich I have to deal with. What?
It's really powerful to buy something taking your hand and be like, what does this mean? And point to the thing you just bought. I was getting a existential warranty for it.
It's so
where he
good,
would tell yeah. me the meaning of the sandwich in addition to giving it to me.
Oh my God. So,
and then just kind of like,
how exactly did you say what's this mean?
I'm playing it up as aggressive because I think it's funnier.
Okay.
It's probably really close to like, hey man, what's this mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
So, but it'd be much funnier if I was like, you know, what's the meaning of this? But the important thing is from his distance, not like he could see the writing. It just looked like I held up a sandwich, pointed to it and said, hey man, what's this mean? It was real good.
Yeah. And so he's like,
he's just like, is this not what you ordered? I was like, no, it's what I ordered. He's like, oh, that's your sandwich. And I was like, okay. And then I just left and then got home, ate the entire sandwich, then looked at it and went, oh, works on every.
Okay. Okay.
So there's a real time delay thing.
So you saw works as a verb and not as a noun, like, oh, here's the works as opposed to works.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think of it as the works. It was like, this is a thing it does. And giving somebody a sandwich that says works on enemy. most sandwiches work on enemy. And I'm like, am I enemy?
So works is so dependent on utility. Like if you want something that'll rot on the ground or possibly attract vermin, boy, have I
got a bagel sandwich for you.
Yeah. The guy at the wreath store sold me this one. He says it works great.
Yeah. Just like a regular wreath. So now I can never go there again, of course.
Sucks
because it's closer. And the next closest coffee place is a Starbucks, and I don't turn my nose up at Starbucks, but
yeah,
you know, sometimes you want something slightly better than a Starbucks,
right? You don't want something that was shipped to them, you know. God, all that hot food in Starbucks now just makes the place stink.
It does. It really does. And I still remember this from a couple of years ago when they tried to rebrand. Mm-hmm. They're like microwave egg sandwiches. It's like La Bistro series.
Ooh la la. I'm on the shore of
Diamond Starbucks. Yeah, like just I'm having a La Bistro microwave egg sandwich.
Ooh, I am sitting on I am sitting at a very high, very small, narrow table.
Mm-hmm. Using La Toilet. It's funny. So anywho, that was the kind of social awkwardness that usually only happens when I'm with Will.
Right. So you held this up and you said, so does this mean extra cum in my sandwich? Like,
you spit this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Like,
who's this a message to?
I've been talking to the whole time. Like, when would I have time to jerk off in this? I'm not the guy from Kinsey.
Hands man, that guy orgasm. Could really,
that guy could pump him out if he worked in like a factory or like a fast food place that didn't like its customers.
Yeah,
the guy who could achieve erection and orgasm in 7 seconds would be.
Impressive. Yeah, so 7 minutes feels probably about average to me.
Yeah, it depends on where you're starting from, but yeah, 7 seconds.
Yeah. Jesus. Realistically, you can go back. You'd like turnover yes. is a thing. You just go at a different time of day, right?
Yes, I get him fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go.
So, the plan?
Yeah. I call the owner and say that I found a fucking Skittle in my bagel, and then.
Yeah,
go to town.
Just say he wrote extra cum please on the sandwich wrapper. Just as a fun joke.
And it was also only an okay sandwich. I've been a real bad run of like pretty mediocre food lately.
Yeah,
and that's such a bad feeling because it's like I don't mind going to a restaurant and being like, I could make this, some people get bothered by that. I'm just like, I could but didn't, mm-hmm. And then that's the end of it. It's fine. But I don't like it when it's like, I could make food 10 times better than this.
Yeah.
That's a bad feeling.
No, I got an egg sandwich recently and the egg was real watery. And it's like, how does that happen? Like, well, like, what conditions do you cook this egg under where it gets watery?
Add water. This came in a big jug marked 8-2 eggs. Like August 2nd eggs, the eggs of August 2nd in a huge pitcher. So they'd already pre-scrambled them shits.
Fun.
And just had them in a freestanding, like, egg craft.
You don't find that a bagel is a little bit too a little bit too beefy for a sandwich? Just in terms of a wideness and also like difficulty to get through. I prefer a softer like a softer thing. You know, without the tough bagel skin, because I want the bread to yield as easily or easier than the contents.
That's incredible.
When I've eaten a bagel breakfast sandwich, I've had an awful lot of spillage out the back.
There's certainly spillage. I need a little bit of a contrast. And if I'm getting an egg bagel breakfast sandwich, this had no meat on it. Everything inside is soft. I want something toothsome for a texture contrast. Like, it can't just be all give.
I'm a fan of the stately English muffin.
I like an English muffin quite a bit. This place had bagel sandwiches. So I was like, and also Will had recommended. He's like, this place has my favorite bagel sandwich in town. And I was like,
well, you're gonna have to make him answer for that.
I'm gonna have to show him some better bagel sandwiches, because I mean, I didn't get the kind that he likes or something. I don't know, but there are definitely better bagel sandwiches than the one I had. But maybe I got the enemy, because I, you know, this guy was a real big Family Guy fan and I fucked it up.
You don't like my Will and Grace jokes, huh?
You don't like my, I'm a South Park man myself. This game, which is incredibly basic.
Yes.
Real, real basic. Too basic. To me.
Yes.
Has my favorite in quite a while. The review is not good, but my favorite name over review on GameFAQs, which is, this is by Link3114, written in 2015. So quite a while after this game came out. Dragon Fable. Get ready to fight tons of dragons, comma, or do you want the dragons to join your side? Like, that is the name of the review. And I think that is so cute. That's like adorable.
He's just waking you up gently and saying, "Hey, here are your options for today,
hey bud. You want to fight the dragons today, or you want dragons to hang out? Whatever you want to do, buddy. You know, it's all up to you, buddy.
We got to decide which way these dragons are going to go, because a lot of other stuff depends on that.
Yeah, we got a big hit day ahead of us, champ. Like, what do you want to do with these dragons? It's your special day.
You're the chocolate
birthday champ.
So wipe the sleepy dust out of your eyes, Mr. Butterfield. Come on. We got some dragons waiting for you.
It's very funny. It's real cute. I wish that the text of the review was funny, but it's not. It does talk about how you can enjoy the game for free, but you can buy a special upgrade called Dragon Amulet, which allows you to do the monetized content. So a bunch of the things when I was Googling about this were like, Dragon Amulet worth it? No. No,
it makes the game good. It makes the game good. All the good stuff is there.
It's free for a taste.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So this is very, very mid 2000s in its, not just in its presentation. Like, you just kind of don't see this, this caliber of, how to draw anime the basic way.
Kind of
art style on a professional product. Like this, you know. But also in the the humor, like, they're like, this has all of the fit and finish of the, you know, the reason why I did the why I made that website that aggregates all the web comics. This is real web comic-y. Like, when people thought that was like novel, and you could, you know, just, you could get pretty far on the little gas that there was on that, in that tank. Although by 2006, when this came out, maybe they're drafting off of their previous success with Adventure Quest, you know, but like, I don't know. I almost guarantee they were. Yeah, it's really like, of a time. I had heard of Adventure Quest. I had never heard of Dragon Fable.
There's something about, so the very beginning of this, like a dragon comes up and then bows down to you and reveals a scantily clad lady with like a sentient cat fairy thing. And your guy goes, dragons, I'm a low level adventurer. I'm supposed to fight rats. Mm-hmm. That's what Cole means when he says webcomic.
Yeah, humor. I mean, go back to like 2001, like 8-bit theater, which I read a lot of, you know, but it's like the joke of it is the joke of the Red Mage is everybody else thinks that they're just living in a world, but he's talking about, you know, min-maxing and stats and stuff. And like, oh, you're crazy. What are you talking about?
And there's just, I don't want to sound too judgy when I say this, but I probably will a little bit. I've never understood an unlimited appetite for that.
Right.
Like, we're all susceptible the first time you're exposed to it.
Yeah.
You know, like the Bard's Tale remake.
Yes.
And, it, you know, he's like, oh, go fight these rats. He's like, what? What am I, a first level adventurer? Wink. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you go and do it and you're like, this game isn't so good, and you stop playing. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of funny. But then for some people that just has unlimited fuel. Like every single time somebody says like, oh, I thought the you know, the demon would come at the end of the dungeon and just says a game cliche.
Well, it says a somebody, trope.
Yeah. Just says a trope and someone just like, this is self-aware. And then just some kind of alchemy happens that then gives them a dopamine squirt and it never runs out. It's a perpetual motion machine.
Yeah.
You know? It just will always feel great like to them to see that. And I don't get it. It's not, you know, go with God. If that makes you you know, chuckle, 8-bit theater, hey, the Red Mage, and you're just knee slapping every single day when you read that comic, good. I would never take that away from you. I like stuff that you think is dumb. I guarantee it. It's great. Everybody gets to do their own thing. But I don't understand the appeal at all.
Not even in the slightest. So the extended appeal, right? Like there was a time I read a ton of comics that were like this, right? You know, and expand comics to like just original online entertainment. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But the thing is, you develop the antibodies. You see this enough, and it stops being special. And I don't know if it's just because there are, I don't know. It's like one of those things where like a gimmick or like a particular works trick, like it becomes endemic. And then like all of a sudden this is a genre or this is just an accepted mode of storytelling that you can do. Yeah.
It's not that different than like Joss Whedonisms.
Yeah.
You know, that like, oh, we're supposed to be fighting rats in a basement. And oh, that, are we going to talk about the giant demon that just came through the wall? Mm-hmm. Are real similar in that like, they both have a time and a place. They're both novel at a time. And then just most people outgrow it.
Yeah.
You know,
when you go back and look at it from well afterwards, it makes the enamel peel off of your teeth. You're just walking around. You just got a mouthful of exposed roots here.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it tastes bad and you can feel how it tastes like the pain of tasting bad. It's, I think that what happens a lot of times in those things is people get attached to a narrative. Like they'll start reading one of these comics and then just there's like a class of folk for whom like any narrative in a storm, you know, like, you just like, oh, this has a story. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, like that's, I got to see what happens,
you know.
And that's, that's the be all and end all of the minimum.
Yeah.
You know, sufficient aspect.
Yeah. And we're all marks for something, right? It's just oftentimes it is, there are varying degrees of difficulty in like pinning exactly where and when that thing's time was, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is not to say that some things are timeless, right? You know, some things are, but they're vanishingly few. It's just, I really, really associate it with me being in middle school, honestly, like 2001, I'm in eighth grade and I am, you know, fucking just slapping my knee at /GU comics. Like that's a comic about EverQuest.
Yeah. It's a thing where I am, this week. So to peel behind the curtain. So after this, we're recording an Adaptation Decay about the second Sonic movie.
Yes.
And just recently wrapped up Final Fantasy 12, which we're covering, which only tangentially relates to this. Mm-hmm. Nobody jump on my shit, because it is a higher caliber than that. But this is something I should have realized a long time ago. Children's media, maybe not for me. Maybe I'm an adult. Yeah. So like, you know, things like a Sonic 2 or mm-hmm. or the Adventure Quest model of humor and webcomic jokes, or like some of the melodrama that's on display in Final Fantasy 12, which has virtues as well. And I on the balance, I like it, mm-hmm. But has these elements that are pretty eye rolly mm-hmm. to me. I'm just not, maybe I'm a grown up now a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I still love my X-Men. I still love some childish dumb shit, but like, I don't know. The constant just chugging of children's media mm-hmm. maybe isn't great for me. Maybe I don't like it.
Yeah. And it's I think that, okay, that's identifying the problem. I think the healthy way forward is just to understand when you're engaging with it so you can keep it right sized. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like just not, well, the tricky thing is like stuff that takes, you know, so Sonic 2. That movie's, I mean, I don't want to burn cast. We're literally recording after this. That movie's 2 fucking hours.
Yep.
Like, and it's just like watching an Illumination or a Luma, Imagine Luma, whatever the Minions group, just like a shitty CGI children's movie,
mm-hmm.
you know, for 2 hours.
Yeah.
What's this supposed to do for me? You know, it's so long. It's like, it's right size, but it takes up a lot of time. And then I watched it, and then I immediately watched, you know, right after it ended, the new episode of Better Call Saul dropped, and the whiplash was fucking incredible of uh-huh. like art versus artlessness.
Yep.
That just like killed me, mm-hmm. you know, and Better Call Saul is middle brow entertainment. Like I love that show. I think it's very, very good, but it's not like I'm sitting down and watching, you know, Tartovsky or anything, you know, like I'm not sitting down to read Gravity's Rainbow. Like it's still popular entertainment. It's just has an artfulness that Dragon Fable and Sonic 2 lack.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like going from eating an Uncrustable to eating Chipotle.
It's exactly that, you know, and I just, if you, how many Uncrustables can you have in a row? You know, like I've been, you know, if you subsist on Uncrustables like a week, you know, go to the doctor, you know, it's no good, man. You need them crusts.
Just like the crust is where all the nutrients are. It's like a potato.
Yeah. It's, you gotta have the crust. Like the doctor's gonna be like, oh, I see the problem.
We got your blood test results back here, and
your crust levels are extremely low. And then he injects you with a crust. Like he puts it in a blender, like you watch him with a ninja bullet ninja like take some medical grade water and sandwich crust and then turn it into like a solution that he then injects into your blood.
Now this is really, you know, going to hurt.
Yeah. This is going to hurt you a lot more than it hurts me, but if we don't do this, then you're going to die.
Yeah.
And then give me some crust.
No. If Dragon Fable came out probably 4 years earlier, I would have been all over it. Probably. Like there was a, you know, but before I, you know, got my mom to agree to put the EverQuest subscription on her credit card, and just new games were rare and this kind of, you know, I don't know, this isn't an expansive world. I played a lot of bullshit, especially in browsers, especially if it felt kind of online, just to kind of chase the high. I put way too many hours, I put more hours than one would expect, than is reasonable, into a game called Tibia, which is a browser MMO.
I have heard of Tibia.
Yeah. So I probably would have fucked with this because it was free.
Yeah. I mean, same, you know, and the online novelty was real-ish, you mm-hmm. know, even though it was the other people that made it novel. Like in this age, you know, bracket, me and my friends were playing Red Dragon Inn on like BBSs because I'm a million years old.
Yeah.
And like that would not have been good if it wasn't for other people.
Right.
The idea of like, go out and save enough money to stay in the inn, or you go sleep in the fields where somebody will come slit your throat and steal your stuff, was literally the appeal as a kid. It felt like cool and dangerous.
Yeah.
The idea of just going online to play Paladin's Quest mm-hmm. is really weird.
Yeah.
Worst graphics, Paladin's Quest.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. I'm just realizing what this eventually, like, that drive eventually drove me to good stuff. Like, oh, that's how I learned about Kingdom of Loathing, right?
Yeah. Which is, but I mean, that's the exception on lots of levels.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, like, not only is that, I mean, it is online, but it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, whereas there's not one thing in this, in like the 20 minutes I played before I just like shut this off and disgust, that like made me crack on anything.
Yeah.
You know, I just,
except like, the beer, am I right? Oh,
you gotta get drink some Rolling Rock. This diarrhea ain't gonna drink itself. What am I thinking? Glug, 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 glug.
Oh man. How far did you get? Yeah.
I don't know. I walked for a while to the right. I met a little guy. I fought a big troll thing next to him. You know, a little bit past that, but I hit the I get it button pretty quick.
Yeah,
this one, I was like, this fucking sucks.
There's a bridge you cross, and there's a hydra that you fight. And it's just a real basic fight, just gonna take out the two little weak heads. But it was an incredibly long fight because I'm doing 10 damage at a time against a big thing that has like 250 HP.
Yeah, 25 hits.
No, thank you.
Yeah. The level of low engagement that is kind of a marker of the turn-based simple combat thing is not the worst thing about this. Like, that does suck. Mm-hmm. I was really bored by that balancing, but it's not specific to this kind of online flash trash.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have an awful lot of I don't have a lot of patience in me or a lot of desire to walk into a castle town and see like a knight standing by a door with a big exclamation mark above his head.
Yeah.
You know,
go tell me to kill a certain number of things.
Yeah.
There's the weird serendipity of this with recording Final Fantasy 12 this week, because it does have the crossover is the desire or the seeing a virtue in making a single player MMO.
Yes.
You know, that is a weird urge to me. Mm-hmm. I've never really understood, because it's like I don't want to play with other people ever, but that's what there is to an MMO. Like, I don't understand wanting all that but without the other people. Like, what is the upside of what's left?
We can talk about that in the episode, but for me, like, the big world was a part of it. You know,
yeah,
and just kind of like every horizon going in one way. Like, you know, again, early 2000s when Morrowind came out, I looked at it as a single player MMO because it was the closest thing that I played that also felt like EverQuest.
Yeah, it has been supplanted by open world stuff. Yeah. It's just like you can do that without the mechanics, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, without aping as much of the feel.
Yeah,
you know, and FF12 doesn't make you go kill 10 rats like this.
No,
undoubtedly that guy outside the thing was going to ask you to do.
Right.
But that is a thing. That is that aspect of design is a virtue to some folk, you know, as a thing. And it has been supplanted. Like,
yes,
you know, maybe at the time that's the only way you could get something big.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. On the PlayStation 2, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I had a bunch of weirdly empty big worlds on the PlayStation 2. Like, you play Dot Hack, you play, there are a lot of big kind of worlds.
Yeah.
You can get to on the PlayStation 2.
I never played a Dot Hack because it felt like the same kind of thing. It felt like what's that webcomic? With the trolls or whatever.
Oh, man, I forgot. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Homestuck.
Yeah. That same kind of deal where it's the fake MMO and real life characters and there's stuff going on inside the game.
It's fucking wretched. Like, I'm not advocating for Dot Hack. Like, it's horrible. I just, you know, there you can do the idea that the two things got married together is weird because you can do them without each other. And also, they were about, like, it's not as, you know, they weren't on the PlayStation 1.
You know, we didn't
really get that, you know, like, I guess, like, I know Drakengard is a PlayStation 2 game. Anyhow, there's, I can see the appeal of something being big, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and also it is big, but it's Ivalice stuff happening in it too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't want to make you flex for like a face off for that episode. Like there are good things about that game. It's also, there are things that I think are pretty crummy about it. And it's yeah. It's a mixed experience to me, but an honest mixed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and I acknowledge the flaws. It's yeah. I stopped flexing for face offs a long time ago.
Yeah. No need to flex.
Yeah.
On the message board for this, there's a real sad fella named Dragon Fable 101.
Ooh.
Did you notice that?
God, there's something about like the role playing notes and the asterisks that just makes me immediately, it takes me back to, because the shit that I literally did, like AIM group chats, you know. Dusting off the onion offense, you know, because somebody did a foul, you know.
Logged into Dragon Fable for the first time a few months ago. 2,289 people online on Dragon Fable's sixth birthday. Mad me sad. Anyway, before I quit again those months ago, I had about a month of intense playing that I thoroughly enjoyed. Managed to collect and max all the armors available, farm interesting stuff, and max alchemy and blacksmithing. Although I'm nowhere close to the level cap, I had a blast. So another note, new Dragon Lord armor coming out. Anyone willing to give their 2 cents? No response. Hi guys, what's new? Anybody still playing? Anything big happened in the last 9 months or so? And then responds to themselves. So it's really dead then, huh?
That's what you talk about, like just like when you're poking your grandma. She doesn't move.
It's unfortunately the business isn't gonna make it. Yeah. You thought this was a good location for a coffee shop, but that's not enough. You know? I'm sorry, man.
You can't go writing lots of cum on the bagel sandwich wrappers.
Yeah.
Just into the one with the role playing notes I was talking about, Dragon Fable 101 comes in topic, dusts off board and leaves a note with something written on it. Click here. And then the message is 80 out of 80. Thanks for all the memories, Dragon Fable, smiley face. There's a sig here. Remember that failure only occurs the moment you decide to no longer strive for success. This is by somebody named Lysamus.
Lysamus is going to be from, you know, some RPG or some anime. Yeah. It's going to be like whenever ProZD does Lysanderoth. You know, he just made up a name. Right. But I don't know why this person is assigned to memorialize Dragon Fable on the GameFAQs board as opposed to on the Dragon Fable website and boards.
Do you expect a person to go to two different websites? What are you, us?
They're already at the Dragon Fable website. They play Dragon Fable. It's their name. the small ball level of this too. This is the first time on Wikipedia I've seen a GameFAQs review.
Oh, cited. God.
From My Dog Rocks, who gives it a 4 out of 5.
Wow. Pack it in. If that's all you got.
There's just, I don't know, man. I want to slaughter rule this whole enterprise and just like put it out of its misery, this Dragon Fable. It's making me sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywho.
That's about all I got.
Was it Nat?
Nat. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Nat. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. If you like this, this is a patron demand, so this is for everybody, yeah?
Yes.
If you'd like demand a thing or would just like to get bonus episodes or support us, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm. Get lots of bonus content. You can also leave a rating or review or tell your friends. All of those are things that help us.
Yes. And until next time, what can they do, Cole?
Stop beating up Dragon Fable. He's already dead.